I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, the story of a young man who crossed the Mexican border for basketball. But first, 17 NFL seasons ago, in a small office that housed a fledgling public radio program about sports, three men wondered how that program should handle the Super Bowl. Just before they got desperate, or perhaps shortly after that happened, one of them tapped out on his keyboard the following. Blackbird, black on blue, dips above the quarterback, unconscious, twitching. Thus was born Super Bowl Haiku, or at least thus it was born as far as Only a Game is concerned. Now, hard as it may be to comprehend, it's time for Super Bowl Haiku XVII. Happily, over the years, listeners have contributed to the trove of haiku. Several of their efforts are included in this year's edition of the tradition. We'll mention their names at the end of the reading, unless they call before then and ask us please not to.
The whole world watches. Well, maybe not the whole world.
How about Djibouti?
Packs back, knack for sack, while fans snack may crack the back of Steelers attack.
Packers by 3 points? What? You think Roethlisberger's not quite all redeemed?
Green hopes in Green Bay. Black hearts of the dark Steelers.
Oh, that's just silly. Does luck play a role?
Sure. Tom Brady's quite lucky. Home, watching with wife.
Vince Lombardi's wife sought a map to find Green Bay.
Found it. Bought some boots.
Cowboys at home muse. Would have been super home game. Were we any good?
Pats fans, baffled, whine.
Our team's better. We'd have won if we hadn't lost.
Bears, fearsome of late. Slumber, quiet in dark caves, far from bright Dallas.
Lake bright, green and white, the Empire State Building weeps. Oh, would if it could.
The Super Bowl shines with promise, like life.
At least until you get decked.
Football soars, wind blown, wobbles toward long stone fingers that don't know they're stone.
Red right.
Comes the call.
Slant six. Wait, that's an engine.
10 men think.
Uh-oh.
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 Pittsburgh may prevail. Green Bay, great once, grants nothing. Alliteration.
Arr. Oof. Mmm. Arr. Wah. Ah-oo. Humma. Humma.
Sports are religion. Super Bowl, our holy day. Cable goes out. Hell.
Hail.
Super Bowl inspires waves of foaming sentiment. Marketing's high tide.
Bart Starr, Paul Hornung, Franco Harris, Mean Joe Green.
Doing other stuff.
Showdown 45. Fleet, swift, Aaron, Big Ben looms like cheese against stainless.
Hype! Kickoff! Ads, ads! Ads, ads, ads! Halftime! Ads, ads, ads! Final gun! Ads!
Kickers aren't players. Secretly, their teammates sneer. Until the last kick.
I to XLV. Does any player really go to Disneyland?
February bash. With any luck, when you wake, dirty snow is gone.
This year's Only a Game Hut Hut Haiku players are Kirsten Kalkhurst, Walter Dixon, George Hicks, James Isaacs, Karen Given, Alistair Drummond, Clint Cavanaugh, Doug Trabu, and returning Haiku Hall of Famer Ted O'Brien, whom we were delighted to include this year. Special thanks also to our listeners who sent their poems. We read entries from Gloria Tanner, Amy Morton, Scott Suma, and Walt, no relation to Plaxico, Burris.